Hi, I'm Adam Burton, and this is the Daily Devo. Today is Tuesday, October 5, 2021. This week's Bible verses are Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and how inscrutable His ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Did you know that on this date, in 1947, the first televised presidential speech in the United States was given? Harry Truman, the 33rd president of the U.S., called on Americans to use less grain to help Europe, which was still reeling from the effects of the Second World War. He asked people to avoid eating meat on Tuesdays and eggs and poultry on Thursdays, and to consume one less slice of bread every day. In 1962, James Bond makes his theatrical debut. The fictional British spy with the codename 007 was featured on the big screen for the first time in Dr. No. Based on the 1958 Ian Fleming novel of the same name, the movie starred Sean Connery as James Bond. In 1969, Monty Python's Flying Circus makes its debut. The British sketch comedy series lasted for a year on the British Broadcasting Corporation. The show was a commentary of daily life in Britain and had several recurring themes and characters played by Eric Idle, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Michael Palin, Terry Gilliam, and Terry Jones. The sketches are often thought to have had a strong influence on television comedy around the world. In 1984, the first Canadian goes into space. Mark Garnaut flew as the payload specialist on STS-41G, the sixth flight of NASA's Space Shuttle Challenger. The flight that launched on this day was also the first space mission to have two women, Sally Ride and Catherine Sullivan. And in 2000, the bulldozer revolution occurs in former Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. President Slobodan Milosevic was overthrown after hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Belgrade to protest against recently held elections. While largely peaceful, the protesters burnt down the parliament building. Milosevic resigned and stepped down from his office 2 days later. And now you do know. Think about these Bible verses today from Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Thanks for listening to the Daily Devo. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.